for VWA Mobile.
4CBA Mobile.
No. KV4CBA, KN4VWA.
That is right. Oh, I tell ya. Well, I just finished my morning tennis and headed back to the house. I got a 6 o'clock match. And so I'll be coming back. Oh, crap. I'm going to have to stop at this intersection where all the dang noise is. I hope I can hit the repeater.
What? Hey, if you had the Mustang, you could make more noise than it does.
There's not a day that goes by. I don't wish I had that thing back. Oh, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my 4Runner, but I'd really like to have both of them. But, I mean, this car is not even 2 years old, at least, you know, counting, if you count the day I bought it, which was back in December of 23, I bought it brand new, so, anyway, and then my wife got hit by a drunk guy, and he totaled her car. Her Highlander, so she got a 24 Highlander.
How'd that happen?
That's been a year and a half or more ago. He hit a... right there at 85 and 81, and my wife had turned the wrong way on 81, so she was turning around in a convenience store. So he hit the pickup truck, and then he comes... skidding down the hill sideways, if you can picture this, and she was just sitting there in the parking lot, and man, he slammed into her and totaled her car, you know, and you know, messed her up pretty good. I'll tell you. But anyway, and she, you know, I think she had to go to the hospital, but this guy didn't have a thing. We couldn't get a nickel out of him, you know. He didn't have insurance, no license. Spent 2 days in jail. So I told my wife, I said, what the heck? I mean, why do we have licenses? Why do we have pay insurance? If that's all you're going to do, I'll spend 2 nights in jail, you know. What the heck?
Was he an illegal? Running out of the repeater now, bud. Didn't copy a word. Spot, do you still copy me?
Now that doofus got out of the way, I mean, they were already past the turn, past the line to turn, and so... I figured, you know, they were going to turn when the light turned yellow, and they just sat there, almost out in the middle of the intersection. It ticked me off so bad. If I'd have known they were going to do that, I would have gone around them, but, and, you know, that's just the way I drive. Like it or not, you know, I have no patience for idiots like that. Just, God, this one lady coming over here, she tried to cut me off, and it didn't work so good for her. Yeah, she was blowing the horn and flipping me off and everything.
Whenever they do that, I usually wave at them and smile real big and say, is that your IQ?
I predict. I could be wrong, but I put a bar that you can put across the back of your glass, and it's not going to cover the entire glass, but it'll be something you can read, you can put program some messages in and just hit a button, you know, whatever you want to say, and that would be one of my comments there.
the telemarketers are out and about today. I tell you what, I've been hit at least six times today so far with telemarketers. Oh, my goodness.
I program my phone, so if it's not in my contacts, it doesn't answer. Well, it does answer, but it doesn't ring. I don't even know if they're calling, and if they leave a voicemail, it'll make a noise, but then all I do is just, open the call up and block it, and delete the voicemail. I don't even listen to it, and so that's how I got rid of all of those.
I've tried that. I've called spam blocker. Matter of fact, I even paid for it one time, and they figured out a way around that. So it's just crazy. Well, in the meantime, I'm headed for Rock Hill.
Been there a long time, I guess. Probably the last time I was there, we took the kids to Carowinds. So, yeah, that's been a couple of years ago. And I'm talking about my girls, not the grandkids. So how'd it go with the with your grandchild last night, and why are you going to Rock Hill?
Got to go up and do a certification on a piece of X-ray equipment for an end user for the state. And Archie didn't stay overnight last night. We've been keeping him during the day while they go to work, and we're going to keep him today and tomorrow, and they're going to do something else on Friday.
Well, I hear your navigation system talking to you there, or that's Sue, one of the two.
With me, so that's not her, so it's the navigation system, and usually it's her.
For CBA Mobile, so, I'll probably cut grass tomorrow, because, I'll wait till the evening when it's starting to cool off. As long as it's not going to rain, I don't think there's any rain in the forecast, but who knows? I mean, it actually drizzled on me when I left Taylor's, but when I got over to the sports club, my windshield was dry, so I don't know what that was all about. I guess a little bit of the precip was hitting the ground.
No, rain usually just blows off a windshield at 150 miles an hour.
You can't do 150 on every drive. Believe me, I've tried.
Down to 120. My goodness, details. Oh, mate. Well, bud, I'm going to go ahead and just kind of cruise it on up through here. I'm passing Highway 9 on 85 right now, and I just don't know how much further up through here this thing's going to work. So I'll go ahead and tell you, have a good day, and you have a good one out there. Don't run over anybody, especially at 120 miles an hour. See you, Dave. KN4 VWA 73, I'm clear.
That car commercial they used to do, making fun of the VW Rabbit, and they would, it was a big 4x4, and they, jacked up, and they hit something. The rest of it, what was that? He said, I think it was a Rabbit, and they showed this VW Rabbit all, beat the heck, where the guy drove over it. But anyway, well, hey, well, you have a good time, and, I hope you don't get lost up there. If you do, we'll come find you. All right. So we'll talk to you later, Steve. Enjoy it. KB4 CBA Mobile.